The Abundant Mindset. How to Think Like the Wealthy. Written by Ronnie Rowland. Published by Growth Literacy Lounge. Picture a life where every challenge is a stepping stone, every setback an opportunity, and every day an open invitation to create, grow, and thrive. This is the essence of an abundant mindset, a way of thinking that transcends mere financial wealth and transforms how you experience the world. Abundance is not a destination, it's a perspective, a choice, and a lifestyle. For many, the idea of abundance feels elusive, reserved for a select few who seem to have all the luck, resources, or advantages. But what if abundance isn't about what you have, but how you think? What if true wealth lies in your ability to create value, embrace challenges, and see opportunities where others see limits? The wealthy don't just accumulate resources. They cultivate a mindset that turns obstacles into breakthroughs and scarcity into possibility. This book is your guide to unlocking that mindset. It's not about chasing material possessions or living in denial of life's difficulties. Instead, it's about rewiring your thoughts, reframing your actions, and aligning your daily habits with the principles of abundance. Throughout these pages, you'll discover how gratitude, strategic thinking, value creation, and resilience form the foundation of an abundant life. You'll learn to break free from scarcity traps, invest in relationships, and harness the power of time as your ultimate wealth. Every chapter is crafted to inspire action. You'll find practical strategies, real-world examples, and reflective prompts designed to help you shift your perspective and transform your approach to life's challenges. This journey isn't about quick fixes or shortcuts. It's about building a mindset that sustains success, fulfillment, and growth over the long term. As you listen, you'll uncover the tools to think like the wealthy, not just in terms of finances, but in relationships, opportunities, and personal growth. You'll realize that abundance isn't limited by circumstances, but expanded by your willingness to think bigger, give more, and focus on creating lasting value. Are you ready to step into a mindset that empowers you to see possibilities where others see limits? Turn the page, and let's begin your journey to living abundantly. The mindset shift starts now. Chapter 1. The Power of Perspective. Picture two individuals standing before a mountain. One sees an insurmountable obstacle, a towering wall separating them from their goal. The other sees a challenge, an opportunity to climb higher and gain a breathtaking view. Both look at the same mountain, yet their perspectives couldn't be more different. This simple shift in perception, choosing to see opportunities instead of obstacles, is the foundation of an abundant mindset. The way you perceive the world directly impacts the reality you experience. Wealthy thinkers don't just see money, they see possibilities. They recognize that while resources might be finite, creativity and determination are boundless. This chapter explores how your perspective shapes your life and offers tools to begin transforming your mindset from scarcity to abundance. Scarcity thinking is rooted in fear, fear of not having enough, losing what you have, or being left behind. This mindset traps you in a cycle of limitations, where every decision feels like a zero-sum game. You avoid risks, cling to what's comfortable, and often settle for less than you deserve. In contrast, an abundant mindset thrives on the belief that there's more than enough to go around. Instead of focusing on what's lacking, you focus on what's possible. The wealthy adopt this mindset by training themselves to see opportunities everywhere. Where others see problems, they see potential solutions. This perspective unlocks creativity, fosters resilience, and opens doors to possibilities you might have otherwise overlooked. Studies in neuroscience reveal that your brain has something called the reticular activating system. This system acts like a filter, highlighting information that aligns with your beliefs while ignoring what doesn't. If you believe opportunities are scarce, your RAS will focus on confirming that belief. But if you train your brain to seek opportunities, your RAS will actively work to bring them into focus. Take, for instance, the story of Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx. Early in her career, she sold fax machines door to door, facing rejection after rejection. Instead of letting the constant no's discourage her, she viewed them as stepping stones, each one bringing her closer to the yes that would change her life. This perspective helped her persist and eventually turn an idea, footless pantyhose, into a billion-dollar business. Actionable steps to shift your perspective. 1. Reframe challenges as opportunities. Begin by rephrasing the questions you ask yourself. Instead of "why is this happening to me?" try asking, What can I learn from this? Or how can I use this to grow? 2. Focus on solutions, not problems. Train yourself to spend more time brainstorming solutions rather than dwelling on issues. For example, if you face financial difficulties, consider what skills or resources you could leverage to generate additional income. 3. Surround yourself with abundant thinkers. The people around you influence how you see the world. Seek out mentors, friends, or communities that embody abundance. Their optimism and resourcefulness will rub off on you. 4. Practice daily gratitude. Gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have. Start or end your day by listing 3 things you're grateful for. This simple habit rewires your brain to notice and appreciate abundance. Perspective is powerful. It's the lens through which you interpret every experience, challenge, and opportunity. By shifting your mindset from scarcity to abundance, you begin to see the world not as a battleground of limited resources, but as a canvas full of possibilities waiting to be painted. The next time you encounter a metaphorical mountain, pause and ask yourself, am I seeing an obstacle, or am I seeing an opportunity to climb higher? The answer could be the first step toward an abundant mindset and a richer, more fulfilling life. Chapter 2. Gratitude, the foundation of abundance. Imagine waking up every day with a deep appreciation for the life you have. Instead of focusing on what's missing or what you've yet to achieve, your thoughts gravitate toward the gifts that surround you, the relationships, opportunities, and even challenges that shape your journey. Gratitude is not just an emotion, it's a mindset and a practice that shifts your focus from lack to abundance, setting the stage for a wealth-filled life. While financial abundance is often associated with numbers in a bank account, it starts with recognizing and valuing what you already have. Gratitude is a powerful tool that primes your mind for success, attracting opportunities and fostering resilience. In this chapter, we'll explore why gratitude is the foundation of an abundant mindset and how to incorporate it into your daily life for transformational results. Gratitude reprograms your brain to focus on abundance rather than scarcity. Neuroscientific studies have shown that practicing gratitude activates the brain's reward system, releasing feel-good neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. This not only improves mood but also enhances mental clarity, enabling you to make better decisions. Moreover, gratitude cultivates a sense of sufficiency. When you're truly grateful, you stop fixating on what you lack and start noticing the opportunities and resources already available to you. This mental shift is what separates the wealthy thinker from the scarcity-driven individual. Wealthy individuals often credit their success to a mindset rooted in gratitude, which allows them to stay grounded, optimistic, and open to growth. Gratitude doesn't just benefit you, it influences those around you. Expressing appreciation strengthens relationships, deepens trust, and fosters collaboration, essential components of personal and professional success. For example, leaders who regularly acknowledge their teams create a culture of loyalty and motivation, which translates into higher productivity and innovation. Consider Oprah Winfrey, a vocal advocate for gratitude. Despite her immense wealth and influence, she consistently emphasizes the importance of appreciating the small joys of life. Her gratitude practice has been a cornerstone of her resilience and ability to inspire millions worldwide. Actionable practices for cultivating gratitude. 1. Start a gratitude journal. Dedicate a few minutes each day to writing down 3 things you're grateful for. These can be as simple as a kind word from a friend or as significant as a major achievement. Over time, this practice rewires your brain to focus on the positive aspects of your life. 2. Express gratitude to others. Take the time to acknowledge and thank those who contribute to your journey, whether it's a mentor, colleague, or loved one. A heartfelt note or conversation can strengthen relationships and create a ripple effect of appreciation. 3. Practice mindful gratitude. During moments of stress or frustration, pause and identify 1 thing you're grateful for in that moment. This shifts your focus from the problem to the bigger picture, helping you approach challenges with a clearer mind. 4. Use gratitude as a morning ritual. Start your day by reflecting on what you're grateful for. This sets a positive tone for the day and helps you navigate challenges with an abundance-focused mindset. 5. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge even minor achievements. Each step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition and gratitude. Take the story of John, an entrepreneur who was struggling to keep his startup afloat. Consumed by stress and a sense of failure, he decided to start a daily gratitude practice as a last-ditch effort to change his outlook. Each morning, he listed three things he was grateful for: his supportive family, his team's dedication, and his own ability to learn from setbacks. Over time, this practice transformed his mindset. He began to approach challenges with renewed energy and optimism, identifying opportunities he had previously overlooked. Within a year, his business turned a corner, and he credits gratitude as the catalyst. When you're in a state of gratitude, you're more likely to recognize and seize opportunities. Why? Because gratitude expands your awareness, making you more receptive to possibilities. Instead of seeing roadblocks, you see stepping stones. This mindset fosters creativity and resilience, essential traits for building wealth. Gratitude is not a one-time exercise, it's a lifelong practice. By consciously choosing to focus on the blessings in your life, you unlock the ability to see abundance in every situation. It transforms your relationships, your work, and your inner world, creating a foundation upon which true wealth can flourish. As you move forward, remember that gratitude is the lens through which abundance is revealed. Start small, stay consistent, and watch how this simple yet profound practice reshapes your life. Chapter 3. Long-term vision. Thinking ahead like the wealthy. Imagine planting a seed. You water it, nurture it, and patiently wait as it grows into a tree, bearing fruit for years to come. This process mirrors the mindset of the wealthy. They focus not on immediate gratification but on long-term growth and sustainability. Long-term vision is about playing the infinite game, where success is measured not by fleeting wins but by enduring progress. While many are trapped in short-term thinking, chasing quick fixes and immediate rewards, the wealthy cultivate a mindset that prioritizes strategic foresight. They understand that every action today is an investment in tomorrow. This chapter explores how you can develop a long-term vision, the benefits of doing so, and actionable steps to align your actions with future goals. Short-term thinking often stems from a scarcity mindset. When you believe resources are limited, you focus on acquiring immediate gains, even if it compromises your future. This can manifest in decisions like overspending, avoiding risks, or prioritizing comfort over growth. For instance, consider someone who spends every paycheck on non-essential items rather than saving or investing. While these purchases may provide momentary satisfaction, they limit future opportunities, such as starting a business, traveling, or retiring early. The wealthy avoid this trap by constantly weighing the long-term impact of their choices. The wealthy excel at delayed gratification, the ability to forgo short-term rewards in favor of greater future gains. They approach life like chess, thinking several moves ahead and considering how today's decisions align with their broader goals. Take Warren Buffett, for example. Known as one of the greatest investors of all time, Buffett's strategy revolves around patience and foresight. He famously avoids chasing trendy investments, opting instead for companies with strong fundamentals that promise consistent growth over decades. His philosophy of time in the market, rather than timing the market, highlights the power of long-term vision. Benefits of long-term thinking. 1. Compounding growth. Small, consistent efforts over time yield exponential results. Whether it's financial investments, personal growth, or relationships, the principle of compounding works in your favor when you think long-term. 2. Resilience during setbacks. A long-term perspective helps you weather challenges without losing sight of your goals. Setbacks become temporary detours rather than dead ends. 3. Purpose and clarity. Long-term vision provides a sense of direction, helping you make decisions with confidence and alignment. Actionable steps to cultivate long-term vision. 1. Define your big picture. Ask yourself, what do I want my life to look like in 5, 10, or 20 years? Visualize your ideal future, considering your career, relationships, health, and personal fulfillment. Write this vision down to create a tangible reference point. 2. Break it down into milestones. Long-term goals can feel overwhelming. Break them into smaller, actionable steps. For example, if your goal is financial independence, identify milestones like building an emergency fund, investing a percentage of your income, or starting a side hustle. 3. Develop patience as a skill. Practice delaying gratification in everyday decisions. Instead of buying something impulsively, save that money or invest it. Over time, you'll train yourself to prioritize long-term benefits over short-term indulgences. 4. Regularly evaluate your progress. Schedule periodic reviews of your goals to ensure you're on track. Adjust your strategy as needed, but stay committed to your vision. 5. Surround yourself with forward thinkers. Engage with individuals who inspire and challenge you to think beyond the immediate. Their influence can help you stay focused and motivated. Consider Elon Musk, who embodies long-term thinking. His ventures, from Tesla to SpaceX, aim to solve massive, long-term challenges like sustainable energy and space exploration. Musk's ability to focus on decades-long goals, despite criticism and setbacks, has positioned him as a transformative leader. His story underscores the power of committing to a future vision and taking consistent steps to achieve it. Long-term vision is the hallmark of an abundant mindset. It shifts your focus from immediate gratification to enduring impact, enabling you to build a life of purpose and prosperity. The actions you take today are the seeds of your future. By cultivating patience, defining your goals, and staying the course, you align yourself with the principles of the wealthy, ensuring that your efforts bear fruit for years to come. As you reflect on your long-term vision, ask yourself, what seeds am I planting today, and how will they shape my tomorrow? With this perspective, you're not just thinking ahead, you're creating a legacy. Chapter 4. Embracing failure as feedback. Failure. For many, it's a dreaded word, a sign of inadequacy, defeat, or loss. But what if failure isn't the end, but rather a stepping stone to success? For the wealthy, failure is not a final judgment, but a form of feedback. It's a tool that sharpens their strategies, strengthens their resilience, and propels them toward their goals. Failure, when viewed through the lens of abundance, is an opportunity to learn, grow, and refine your approach. This chapter explores how embracing failure can transform your mindset, offering actionable strategies to help you reframe setbacks as opportunities for growth and eventual success. The wealthy approach failure with curiosity, not fear. They recognize that every success story is built on a foundation of lessons learned from past mistakes. Failure, in their view, is a natural part of the process, a necessary step in the journey toward mastery and achievement. Consider the story of Thomas Edison, who famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." This perspective enabled him to persevere and ultimately invent the light bulb. Edison's example underscores a critical truth: failure only becomes defeat when you stop trying. A scarcity mindset views failure as catastrophic, often leading to inaction or giving up too soon. Fear of failure can paralyze you, preventing you from taking risks or pursuing opportunities that could lead to growth. This mindset shrinks your world, keeping you stuck in your comfort zone and limiting your potential. On the other hand, an abundant mindset sees failure as a teacher. It understands that every setback carries valuable insights and that the only true failure is failing to try. Shifting your perspective in this way allows you to face challenges with confidence and resilience. Benefits of embracing failure. 1. Accelerated learning. Each failure provides data about what works, what doesn't, and how to improve. This feedback loop is invaluable for refining your strategies and decisions. 2. Building resilience. Overcoming failure strengthens your ability to handle adversity. It cultivates grit, a key trait among successful individuals. 3. Increased innovation. Fearless experimentation leads to breakthroughs. By embracing failure, you give yourself the freedom to explore creative solutions and new ideas. Actionable strategies for reframing failure. 1. Redefine success and failure. Instead of seeing success as the absence of failure, redefine it as the ability to learn and adapt. Ask yourself, what did I learn from this experience? How can I use this knowledge moving forward? 2. Adopt a growth mindset. View your abilities as malleable rather than fixed. Understand that failure is not a reflection of your worth but a stepping stone to improvement. 3. Take calculated risks. Wealthy individuals don't shy away from risks, they manage them. Before making a decision, evaluate potential outcomes and prepare for setbacks. This reduces the fear of failure and builds confidence. 4. Normalize failure. Surround yourself with stories of people who failed and bounced back stronger. This reminds you that failure is a universal experience, not a personal flaw. 5. Reflect and adjust. After a setback, take time to analyze what went wrong and why. Identify actionable insights and use them to refine your approach. Before becoming one of the world's most successful authors, J.K. Rowling faced multiple rejections. She was a single mother living on welfare, and her manuscript for Harry Potter was turned down by 12 publishers. Instead of giving up, she viewed these rejections as opportunities to refine her work and persevere. Her eventual success is a testament to the power of resilience and the willingness to embrace failure as part of the journey. Fear of failure often stems from a fear of judgment, worrying about how others will perceive your setbacks. To overcome this, focus on your own growth rather than external validation. Remind yourself that failure is temporary, but the lessons it provides can last a lifetime. Another effective approach is to reframe the narrative. Instead of thinking, "I failed," say, "I learned something valuable." This shift in language reinforces the idea that failure is not a dead end, but a redirection. Failure is not your enemy, it's your greatest teacher. By embracing it as a form of feedback, you unlock the ability to learn, adapt, and grow. The wealthy understand this principle, using failure as fuel for innovation and success. As you move forward, remember every setback carries the seeds of a comeback. Embrace failure, analyze it, and let it guide you toward greater opportunities. In the end, it's not about how often you fall, it's about how you rise. Chapter 5. Value Creation: The Secret to Wealth. What separates those who amass wealth from those who don't? It's not just hard work, luck, or intelligence, it's their ability to create value. While most people focus on what they can get, the wealthy focus on what they can give. They understand that value creation is the key to unlocking opportunities, building lasting relationships, and generating wealth. Value creation is about solving problems, meeting needs, and contributing something meaningful to the world. Whether it's through a product, service, or personal interaction, the ability to add value is a cornerstone of the abundant mindset. This chapter explores how you can shift from a consumption-driven approach to one centered on contribution, using actionable strategies to create and amplify value in your life. Value creation begins with understanding that wealth is a byproduct of solving problems. The more significant the problem you solve, or the more people you help, the greater the potential for wealth creation. For example, entrepreneurs like Jeff Bezos built Amazon by solving a universal problem: convenience in shopping. By focusing on customer needs, Bezos created immense value, which translated into financial success. Value doesn't have to be grandiose. Even small contributions can make a significant impact. Whether it's offering a kind word, providing excellent service, or developing a life-changing product, every act of value creation contributes to your overall success and fulfillment. Why value creation matters. 1. Builds trust and relationships. When you consistently add value, people are drawn to you. This strengthens relationships and builds trust, essential for personal and professional success. 2. Opens doors to opportunities. Offering value makes you indispensable, increasing your chances of attracting new opportunities, whether it's career advancement, partnerships, or collaborations. 3. Generates exponential growth. Value creation has a compounding effect. The more you contribute, the more you attract resources, connections, and wealth. The wealthy constantly ask, "How can I create value?" They look for gaps in the market, inefficiencies in processes, or unmet needs. They focus on solutions, knowing that the more people they help, the more they'll be rewarded. For instance, Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, identified a common problem, uncomfortable and unflattering hosiery, and created a solution that resonated with millions. Her success wasn't just about selling a product, it was about addressing a need and adding value to her customers' lives. Actionable strategies for creating value. 1. Identify problems you can solve. Start by observing your surroundings. What are people struggling with? What gaps exist in your field or community? Focus on areas where your skills, knowledge, or resources can make a difference. 2. Understand your unique strengths. Value creation begins with recognizing what you're good at. Identify your talents and leverage them to contribute meaningfully. For example, if you're skilled in communication, consider how you can help others by sharing ideas, teaching, or inspiring. 3. Adopt a service-oriented mindset. Instead of asking, "What can I get?" ask, "What can I give?" This mindset shift transforms your interactions and opens up opportunities to add value in every situation. 4. Enhance existing processes. Look for ways to improve what already exists. Whether it's making a system more efficient, enhancing a product, or simplifying a process, incremental improvements can create significant value. 5. Seek feedback and iterate. Don't assume you know what people need, ask them. Gather feedback and use it to refine your approach, ensuring that your contributions genuinely address their challenges. Emily, a graphic designer, struggled to find consistent work. Instead of focusing on what she needed, she began looking for ways to add value to potential clients. She created free branding templates and shared them on social media, showcasing her skills while solving a common problem for small business owners. Her efforts attracted attention, leading to paid opportunities and long-term clients. By prioritizing value creation, Emily not only transformed her career, but also built a reputation as a trusted expert. Value creation is the essence of wealth generation. When you shift your focus from consuming to contributing, you align yourself with the principles of abundance. Every time you solve a problem, meet a need, or offer something of value, you plant seeds that grow into opportunities, relationships, and prosperity. As you move forward, challenge yourself to ask, how can I create value today? Whether it's for one person or 1,000, every act of contribution brings you closer to living a life of abundance. Chapter 6. Strategic Thinking. Seeing opportunities everywhere. Imagine standing in the middle of a bustling market. Some see chaos, others see commerce, but the strategic thinker sees opportunity. They spot patterns, anticipate needs, and act with precision. Strategic thinking is not just a skill, it's a mindset that enables you to navigate life with clarity and purpose, making choices that align with long-term goals. The wealthy excel at seeing opportunities where others see obstacles. They have trained themselves to think critically, plan thoughtfully, and act decisively. This chapter explores how you can cultivate strategic thinking to recognize and seize opportunities in every aspect of life. At its core, strategic thinking is the ability to assess situations, anticipate outcomes, and make decisions that lead to success. It's not about reacting impulsively, but about analyzing options and choosing the path that provides the greatest potential for growth and value. For the wealthy, strategic thinking is a way of life. They consider the ripple effects of their choices, ensuring that every decision contributes to their broader vision. By adopting this approach, you can unlock opportunities that others overlook. Why strategic thinking matters. 1. Transforms challenges into opportunities. Strategic thinking helps you see obstacles as stepping stones. Instead of being overwhelmed by problems, you learn to dissect them and find innovative solutions. 2. Enhances decision-making. With a strategic mindset, you evaluate options thoroughly, reducing the likelihood of rash or ineffective decisions. 3. Aligns actions with goals. Strategic thinking ensures that your daily efforts contribute to your long-term vision, maximizing your chances of success. Wealthy individuals view the world as a landscape of possibilities. They don't wait for opportunities to come to them, they create opportunities by thinking several steps ahead. This involves a combination of foresight, adaptability, and decisive action. Take the story of Reed Hastings, the co-founder of Netflix. When streaming technology was still in its infancy, Hastings anticipated its potential to disrupt traditional media. His strategic decision to shift Netflix from DVD rentals to streaming positioned the company as a global leader in entertainment. This forward-thinking approach exemplifies the power of strategic planning. Actionable strategies for cultivating strategic thinking. 1. Develop a big-picture mindset. Regularly step back from day-to-day tasks to evaluate your overarching goals. Ask yourself, how does this decision fit into my long-term vision? 2. Break down complex problems. When faced with a challenge, divide it into smaller, manageable parts. Analyze each element individually to identify solutions and opportunities. 3. Think in scenarios. Consider multiple outcomes for every decision. Ask what if this happens, or how will this choice impact the future? This prepares you for various possibilities and reduces surprises. 4. Learn to prioritize. Strategic thinkers know that not all opportunities are worth pursuing. Focus on options that align with your strengths, values, and goals. 5. Leverage data and feedback. Base your decisions on evidence, not assumptions. Gather data, seek input from trusted advisors, and adjust your approach as needed. 6. Practice patience. Strategic decisions often require time to yield results. Resist the urge for instant gratification and stay committed to the process. Consider Sarah, a small business owner who faced declining sales during an economic downturn, instead of panicking, she analyzed her market and identified an emerging trend: the demand for eco-friendly products. Sarah strategically pivoted her business to focus on sustainable offerings, positioning herself as a leader in a growing niche. Her ability to think strategically not only saved her business but also set the stage for long-term growth. A key component of strategic thinking is awareness of your strengths, weaknesses, environment, and opportunities. This awareness allows you to make informed decisions and adapt to changing circumstances. For instance, Steve Jobs was known for his strategic vision, often predicting market trends years ahead of competitors. His awareness of consumer behavior and technological advancements enabled Apple to launch groundbreaking products like the iPhone, reshaping entire industries. Strategic thinking empowers you to become an architect of your own success. By training yourself to see opportunities everywhere, you align your actions with your vision and turn challenges into triumphs. As you move forward, ask yourself, am I reacting to life, or am I creating a plan that aligns with my goals? The difference between scarcity and abundance lies in your ability to think strategically. With this mindset, every choice becomes a step toward lasting success. Chapter 7. Investing in relationships. Wealthy individuals often say their greatest assets aren't their financial portfolios but their relationships. Strong connections, whether personal or professional, provide support, opportunities, and inspiration. Relationships are not just a social necessity, they are an essential currency in the game of life. The concept of investing in relationships revolves around the idea of giving, nurturing, and creating mutual value. This chapter explores how the wealthy cultivate meaningful relationships, why these connections are critical for abundance, and actionable strategies you can implement to build and maintain your own network. Relationships are central to every opportunity and success story. Whether it's finding a mentor, forming a strategic partnership, or creating a supportive social circle, relationships act as catalysts for growth. For example, Oprah Winfrey often credits her network of mentors, collaborators, and supporters for helping her rise to global success. Her relationships didn't just happen by chance, they were the result of intentional investment and mutual trust. Strong relationships also act as safety nets during challenging times. A robust network can provide guidance, resources, and emotional support, enabling you to navigate difficulties with resilience. Why the wealthy prioritize relationships. 1. Opportunities through collaboration. Wealthy individuals understand that no one succeeds alone. They actively seek collaborations and partnerships that create shared value. 2. Social capital. A network of trusted connections is often more valuable than financial capital. It can open doors, provide insights, and amplify your efforts. 3. Emotional wealth. Relationships provide fulfillment and happiness, reinforcing the mindset needed for long-term success. To invest in relationships effectively, it's essential to adopt a mindset of contribution. The wealthiest thinkers don't approach connections with a "what's in it for me?" attitude. Instead, they ask, "How can I add value to this person's life?" This principle fosters trust, goodwill, and reciprocity, creating a foundation for meaningful and lasting connections. Actionable strategies for investing in relationships. 1. Be present and authentic. Show genuine interest in others. When engaging with someone, give them your full attention and listen actively. Authenticity builds trust and deepens bonds. 2. Provide value first. Before asking for anything, consider how you can help the other person. Whether it's offering advice, sharing a resource, or simply being a supportive presence, adding value establishes goodwill. 3. Cultivate a giving mindset. Adopt a mindset of abundance when it comes to your time, knowledge, and energy. Generosity creates ripple effects that often lead to unexpected returns. 4. Nurture relationships consistently. Building relationships isn't a one-time effort. Check in with people regularly, celebrate their successes, and offer support during challenges. 5. Expand your circle intentionally. Seek out connections with individuals who inspire, challenge, and support you. Join groups, attend events, or engage in online communities aligned with your interests and goals. 6. Learn the art of follow-up. After meeting someone, follow up with a message or gesture to solidify the connection. A simple thank you email or sharing a relevant article can go a long way in building rapport. Consider the story of Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks. Early in his career, Schultz recognized the importance of building relationships with investors, employees, and mentors. By cultivating trust and consistently adding value to these connections, Schultz was able to grow Starbucks from a small coffee shop into a global brand. His ability to leverage relationships at every stage of his journey highlights the transformative power of investing in people. Investing in relationships isn't just about professional growth. It also enhances your overall well-being. Positive connections boost your happiness, reduce stress, and provide a sense of belonging. This emotional wealth reinforces the mindset needed to attract abundance in all areas of life. When you prioritize relationships, you're not just building a network, you're creating a support system that enriches your life and amplifies your impact. Relationships are the threads that weave the fabric of an abundant life. By investing time, energy, and authenticity into your connections, you unlock opportunities, strengthen your support system, and create lasting value. As you move forward, ask yourself, how can I add value to the people around me today? By approaching relationships with generosity and intention, you'll not only build wealth in the form of connections, but also create a legacy of trust and goodwill. Chapter 8. The Power of Continuous Learning. Imagine a river that flows steadily, cutting through rock, nourishing fields, and creating life. Now, picture a stagnant pond, still, unmoving, and eventually drying up. Your mind works the same way. When you commit to continuous learning, you keep the flow of ideas, opportunities, and growth alive. Conversely, stagnation leads to missed chances and dwindling progress. The wealthy understand that knowledge is a form of currency, one that appreciates over time. Continuous learning isn't just about acquiring skills, it's about embracing curiosity, staying adaptable, and unlocking new doors. This chapter explores how adopting a learning mindset can fuel your journey to abundance. Why continuous learning matters. 1. Adaptability in a changing world. In an era of rapid technological advancements and shifting markets, those who learn continuously stay relevant and competitive. The wealthy constantly upgrade their knowledge and skills, ensuring they're prepared for the future. 2. Fuel for innovation. Learning sparks creativity, leading to new ideas, solutions, and opportunities. When you expose yourself to different perspectives and disciplines, you expand your capacity for innovation. 3. Personal growth. Beyond career success, learning enriches your inner world. It boosts confidence, sharpens critical thinking, and fosters a sense of purpose. The wealthy see learning as an investment, not an expense. They prioritize education, mentorship, and self-improvement as essential elements of their journey. Take Bill Gates, for example. Despite his immense success, Gates dedicates time to reading and learning about diverse subjects. His Think Week, where he isolates himself to read and reflect, underscores the importance of continuous learning in sustaining growth and innovation. Barriers to learning and how to overcome them. 1. Time constraints. Many believe they're too busy to learn. Overcome this by integrating learning into your routine. Listen to audiobooks during commutes or read for 15 minutes before bed. 2. Fear of failure. Fear of not mastering something new often discourages people from trying. Remember, learning is a process, and progress matters more than perfection. 3. Complacency. The belief that you've learned enough can hinder growth. Challenge this mindset by embracing curiosity and viewing every experience as an opportunity to learn. Actionable strategies for cultivating continuous learning. 1. Set learning goals. Identify areas you want to grow in, whether it's mastering a new skill, understanding a complex subject, or exploring a passion. Create specific, measurable goals to guide your efforts. 2. Leverage multiple learning methods. People learn in different ways. Experiment with books, podcasts, online courses, mentorships, and hands-on experiences to find what works best for you. 3. Dedicate time for learning. Block out time in your schedule specifically for learning. Treat it as non-negotiable, just like any other important commitment. 4. Stay curious. Ask questions, seek new perspectives, and explore areas outside your comfort zone. Curiosity fuels the desire to learn and opens up unexpected opportunities. 5. Learn from failure. Every setback is a lesson in disguise. Analyze your mistakes and use them as stepping stones to improve and grow. 6. Join a learning community. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who value growth. Engaging in discussions and sharing knowledge amplifies the learning experience. Consider the story of Nav, a mid-career professional who felt stuck in his corporate job. Instead of accepting stagnation, he began dedicating weekends to learning coding through online courses. Over time, his new skills allowed him to transition into a more fulfilling career in tech. Nav's story highlights the transformative power of committing to learning, even amid life's challenges. Continuous learning aligns with the principles of abundance by fostering a growth-oriented mindset. When you prioritize learning, you position yourself to recognize opportunities, adapt to change, and innovate. Knowledge expands your capacity to contribute, solve problems, and create value, key elements of wealth and fulfillment. Continuous learning isn't a phase, it's a lifelong commitment. By staying curious and proactive, you ensure that your growth never stops. Learning keeps you dynamic, adaptable, and prepared to thrive in an ever-changing world. As you move forward, ask yourself, what can I learn today that will bring me closer to my goals? Each lesson, no matter how small, is a step toward the abundant life you're building. Embrace learning and watch as it transforms not just your knowledge but your entire mindset. Chapter 9. Gratitude and giving back. True abundance is not just about accumulating wealth, it's about sharing it. Gratitude and giving back are powerful forces that transform not only the lives of others but also your own. The wealthy understand that wealth flourishes when it flows, creating a ripple effect of positive impact. Giving back isn't limited to grand gestures or vast resources. It's an expression of gratitude for what you have and a commitment to making a difference, no matter how small. This chapter explores how practicing gratitude and giving back can enhance your mindset, strengthen your relationships, and amplify your sense of fulfillment. Why gratitude and giving back matter? 1. Shifting from scarcity to abundance. Gratitude helps you focus on what you have rather than what you lack. This mindset shift fosters a sense of sufficiency and openness to giving, which in turn attracts more opportunities and resources. 2. Creating meaningful connections. Giving back strengthens bonds within your community and creates a sense of belonging. Acts of generosity build trust and mutual respect, key components of personal and professional success. 3. Reinforcing purpose. Wealth is meaningless without purpose. Contributing to a cause greater than yourself reinforces your sense of purpose and aligns your actions with your values. For many successful individuals, giving back is an integral part of their journey. They view it not as an obligation but as an opportunity to create lasting impact. Take Warren Buffett, who pledged to give away the majority of his wealth to philanthropic causes. His perspective reflects the essence of abundance. Wealth grows in significance when it is used to uplift others. Gratitude and giving back are interconnected. When you practice gratitude, you become more aware of the abundance in your life, inspiring a natural desire to share it. This cycle reinforces the principle that wealth, whether financial, emotional, or social, is most valuable when it's shared. Consider Oprah Winfrey, whose gratitude for her own success drives her philanthropic efforts. From funding educational initiatives to supporting underprivileged communities, her acts of generosity stem from a deep appreciation for her journey and a desire to give others the same opportunities. Actionable strategies for practicing gratitude and giving back. 1. Start small. Giving back doesn't require large resources. Start with simple acts like donating your time, sharing knowledge, or offering support to someone in need. 2. Make gratitude a daily practice. Reflect on what you're grateful for each day. This practice not only shifts your mindset but also helps you recognize opportunities to give back. 3. Align giving with your passions. Contribute to causes that resonate with your values and interests. Whether it's education, environmental conservation, or supporting local businesses, giving becomes more meaningful when it aligns with your passions. 4. Pay it forward. Small, everyday acts of kindness can create a ripple effect. Whether it's buying coffee for the person behind you or mentoring someone in your field, these gestures inspire others to give back. 5. Incorporate giving into your goals. Include philanthropy in your financial and personal plans. Setting aside a portion of your income or time for giving ensures it remains a priority. 6. Share stories of gratitude and giving. Inspire others by sharing how acts of generosity have impacted your life. Your story could motivate someone else to take action. Consider the story of Lila, a teacher who started a small scholarship fund for her students using a portion of her income. Though the amounts were modest, her generosity inspired others in the community to contribute. Over time, the fund grew, enabling dozens of students to pursue higher education. Layla's story demonstrates how even small acts of giving can create profound, lasting change. When you give back, you're not just helping others, you're enriching your own life. Generosity boosts happiness, reduces stress, and strengthens your sense of purpose. Moreover, it reinforces the abundance mindset, reminding you that you always have something valuable to offer. Gratitude and giving back are cornerstones of an abundant life. By acknowledging and sharing your blessings, you not only uplift others but also create a lasting legacy of kindness and purpose. As you move forward, ask yourself, how can I express gratitude and give back today? Remember, every act of generosity, no matter how small, contributes to a world of abundance and fulfillment. Chapter 10. Time. The ultimate wealth. Time is the one resource that no amount of money can buy. It's finite, precious, and, when used wisely, the most valuable asset you possess. Wealthy individuals understand this truth and prioritize time management as a cornerstone of their success. They don't merely spend time, they invest it. Time, like financial wealth, can be managed, wasted, or multiplied through smart decisions. In this chapter, we'll explore the concept of time as ultimate wealth, reveal how the wealthy maximize their time, and provide actionable strategies to help you make every moment count. Why time is the ultimate wealth? Irreplaceable nature. Unlike money or material possessions, lost time can never be recovered. This makes it the most finite and valuable resource in life. 2. Foundation for fulfillment. Time isn't just about productivity, it's about living meaningfully. How you spend your time determines the quality of your experiences and relationships. 3. Amplifies other resources. When managed effectively, time enhances every other resource. It allows you to acquire knowledge, build relationships, and create opportunities. The wealthy view time as an asset to be optimized. They prioritize tasks that align with their goals, delegate non-essential activities, and focus on what brings the highest returns, whether financial, emotional, or relational. For example, Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, emphasizes making a few high-quality decisions each day, rather than overwhelming himself with less critical tasks. His approach to time management ensures that his energy is directed toward actions with the greatest impact. Common time traps and how to avoid them. 1. Overcommitting. Saying yes to everything spreads your time too thin. Avoid this by learning to say no to activities that don't align with your goals. 2. Procrastination. Delaying tasks not only wastes time but also creates stress. Combat procrastination by breaking tasks into smaller steps and tackling the most challenging ones first. 3. Distractions. Technology and multitasking can sap your focus. Limit distractions by setting specific times for checking emails or social media and focusing on one task at a time. Actionable strategies for maximizing your time. 1. Prioritize with the 80-20 rule. The Pareto principle states that 80% of results come from 20% of efforts. Identify the activities that yield the highest returns and focus on those. 2. Create a time budget. Just as you track your finances, track your time. Allocate specific blocks for work, rest, relationships, and personal growth, ensuring that your time reflects your priorities. 3. Practice delegation. Don't try to do everything yourself. Delegate tasks that don't require your unique skills, freeing up time for what matters most. 4. Adopt time blocking. Plan your day by dedicating blocks of time to specific tasks. This reduces decision fatigue and ensures that important activities get the attention they deserve. 5. Incorporate reflection time. Set aside time to review your day or week. Reflect on how you've spent your time and adjust your approach to better align with your goals. 6. Value rest and recovery. Productivity is not about constant activity. Schedule time for rest, hobbies, and relaxation to recharge your mind and body. Elon Musk, CEO of multiple companies including Tesla and SpaceX, is known for his rigorous time management. Musk uses a technique called time blocking, dividing his day into 5-minute intervals to ensure that every moment is accounted for. This discipline allows him to oversee complex operations while still making time for family and personal growth. Effective time management doesn't just make you more productive, it improves your overall well-being. When you take control of your time, you reduce stress, enhance focus, and create space for what truly matters, from personal relationships to pursuing passions. Time is the ultimate wealth, because it shapes the life you live. By managing your time intentionally, you align your actions with your values, goals, and purpose, creating a life of abundance and fulfillment. As you reflect on how you use your time, ask yourself, am I spending my time or am I investing it? The answer will guide you toward decisions that maximize the impact of every moment. Remember, time is finite, but its value is infinite when spent wisely. Chapter 11. Overcoming Scarcity Traps. Imagine driving a car with the emergency brake on. You may still move forward, but your progress is slow, frustrating, and exhausting. A scarcity mindset is like that brake, holding you back from achieving your full potential. Scarcity traps are mental and emotional patterns rooted in fear, lack, and self-doubt. They prevent you from seeing possibilities and limit your ability to think abundantly. The good news is that these traps are not permanent. By recognizing and addressing them, you can release their hold and create a mindset that welcomes growth and opportunities. This chapter explores common scarcity traps, how they manifest, and practical strategies to overcome them. A scarcity trap stems from the belief that resources, whether time, money, opportunities, or success, are finite and limited. This mindset creates anxiety and fosters unhealthy competition, hoarding, or reluctance to take risks. Scarcity thinking can appear in various forms: fear of failure, avoiding risks out of fear of losing what you have; comparison, constantly measuring your progress against others, leading to dissatisfaction; overthinking, paralyzing yourself with doubt and indecision; hoarding resources, reluctance to share or invest, fearing there won't be enough left for you. Each of these traps keeps you in a cycle of limitation, preventing you from embracing abundance. Wealthy individuals understand that scarcity is often a mindset, not a reality. They actively reject these traps by focusing on solutions, embracing risks, and maintaining a long-term perspective. For instance, instead of fearing competition, they seek collaboration, recognizing that shared success creates more opportunities for everyone. Take Richard Branson, the founder of the Virgin Group. Branson's willingness to take calculated risks, such as entering industries dominated by established giants, reflects his abundant mindset. Instead of focusing on potential losses, he prioritizes innovation and opportunities to create value. Strategies for overcoming scarcity traps. 1. Shift your focus to abundance. Start by listing areas in your life where you already have enough skills, relationships, or resources. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you recognize existing abundance. 2. Reframe fear of failure. Instead of viewing failure as the end, see it as a learning opportunity. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience that will help me succeed next time? 3. Practice generosity. Break free from the hoarding mindset by giving, whether it's your time, knowledge, or resources. Generosity reinforces the belief that there's always enough to share. 4. Limit comparisons. Focus on your own journey, rather than comparing yourself to others. Remember that everyone's path is unique, and success looks different for each individual. 5. Invest in yourself. Use your time, energy, and finances to develop skills and experiences that grow your capacity for abundance. Investing in yourself creates opportunities for long-term success. 6. Surround yourself with abundant thinkers. The people around you influence your mindset. Engage with individuals who inspire and challenge you to think bigger and focus on possibilities. Consider Anna, a young professional stuck in a job she disliked because she feared financial instability if she pursued her dream of starting a business. After reflecting on her mindset, Anna began saving strategically, networking with supportive peers, and developing a plan to transition gradually. By focusing on her potential rather than her fears, Anna launched a successful consulting business, proving that abundance begins with belief and action. Breaking free from scarcity thinking doesn't just impact your mindset, it transforms your actions and results. When you stop fixating on limitations, you begin to see opportunities everywhere. This shift opens doors, strengthens relationships, and fuels innovation. Scarcity traps are like mental cages, but the key to freedom lies within you. By challenging these limiting beliefs and adopting strategies to embrace abundance, you unlock your full potential. The path to abundance begins with a choice: to focus not on what you lack, but on what you can create. As you reflect on your journey, ask yourself, what scarcity trap is holding me back, and how can I break free from it today? With this mindset, you'll transform obstacles into opportunities and scarcity into limitless possibility. Chapter 12. Living the Abundant Mindset. An abundant mindset is not a fleeting thought or a one-time exercise, it's a lifestyle. It's a deliberate choice to see opportunities where others see obstacles, to create value rather than consume, and to focus on gratitude over lack. Living with an abundant mindset means aligning your thoughts, actions, and relationships with the principles of growth and possibility. This chapter explores how to integrate abundance into every aspect of your life. From personal habits to professional endeavors, we'll discuss actionable strategies to ensure abundance becomes your default way of thinking and living. When you adopt an abundant mindset, everything shifts. Challenges become stepping stones, setbacks transform into lessons, and every action is infused with purpose. This mindset is the foundation for a life of fulfillment, freedom, and endless opportunity. Consider individuals who radiate abundance. They're not just financially successful, they're generous, optimistic, and resilient. These qualities aren't the result of luck, they're the product of intentional practice. Living abundantly means fully embracing these qualities and letting them guide your decisions and interactions. The key pillars of an abundant lifestyle. 1. Gratitude. Gratitude grounds you in the present moment, helping you focus on what you have rather than what you lack. This creates a mindset of sufficiency, fostering contentment and generosity. 2. Value creation. Contributing to others and the world around you ensures that abundance flows outward, attracting opportunities and deepening connections. 3. Long-term vision. Keeping a clear vision of your goals ensures that your daily actions align with your desired outcomes, creating sustained growth. 4. Resilience. An abundant mindset equips you to face setbacks with grace and determination, viewing them as opportunities to learn and grow. 5. Generosity. Sharing your time, knowledge, and resources reinforces the belief that there's more than enough to go around. Practical strategies for living the abundant mindset. 1. Adopt daily affirmations. Start your day by affirming abundance. Statements like "I am open to opportunities" or "I have everything I need to succeed" prime your mind for positivity and possibility. 2. Set intentional goals. Break down your long-term vision into actionable steps. Regularly review these goals to ensure your efforts are purposeful and aligned with your aspirations. 3. Surround yourself with abundant thinkers. Your environment influences your mindset. Engage with individuals who inspire you to think big, stay optimistic, and focus on growth. 4. Practice generosity daily. Look for small ways to give back each day, whether it's helping a colleague, sharing knowledge, or expressing gratitude. These acts reinforce the cycle of abundance. 5. Reflect and recalibrate. Take time to reflect on your actions and mindset regularly. Identify areas where scarcity thinking may have crept in and consciously shift your focus back to abundance. 6. Celebrate progress. Acknowledge even small wins. Recognizing progress keeps you motivated and reminds you of the value of consistent effort. Maria, a small business owner, initially struggled with a scarcity mindset, constantly worrying about competition and resources. She decided to embrace abundance by collaborating with competitors, sharing knowledge freely, and focusing on value creation. Her approach attracted clients, strengthened partnerships, and built a reputation for generosity and innovation. Today, Maria's business thrives, and she attributes her success to living the principles of abundance. Living with an abundant mindset doesn't just transform your life, it impacts those around you. Your actions inspire others to think abundantly, creating a ripple effect that fosters growth and possibility within your community and beyond. When you embody abundance, you become a source of positivity, innovation, and resilience. This energy attracts like-minded individuals and opportunities, further amplifying your ability to live abundantly. Living an abundant mindset is a choice, a daily commitment to align your thoughts, actions, and relationships with the principles of growth and generosity. It's about creating a life that's not only successful but also meaningful, purposeful, and rich in every sense of the word. As you move forward, ask yourself, how can I embody abundance today? Remember, abundance is not just about having more, it's about being more, more present, more generous, and more open to the possibilities life offers. By living abundantly, you create a legacy of growth, connection, and fulfillment. Take care and be well.